To the best of our knowledge, producer and commentator Veronica Rickert knows what it's like to find the common ground between two cultures. For years, she denied her Mexican half before making peace with her heritage. Then a surprise phone call changed everything.
When I was growing up with my mom in various small towns in Wisconsin and Illinois, people would ask me, "What are you?" I understood that a human being, a girl, a runner-up in the Harvard Milk Day Parade was not the answer they were looking for. They were talking about my nationality. The truth was, I was Latina. I didn't even know what the word meant then. When a friend from college mentioned Chicano studies, I barely knew enough to correct her. My mother met my father and fell in love on a study abroad program in Puebla, Mexico. But things happened. She went back to the States. He said he'd join her and never did. She fell out of love, and I was born. During the 80s, when I was growing up in rural Wisconsin, nobody was Hispanic. So I told people I was Italian. "You look Italian," they'd reply. I'd tell them I was Greek. "You look Greek," they'd reply. I got gutsy. I told them I was Romanian. "You look Romanian," they'd always say. The truth was, I was ashamed of being Mexican. That all started to change the summer before I went to college. We got a weird phone call. It turned out to be the phone call. It was about my father, who I hadn't seen in 16 years. My father, who used to take my mother out to dinner, then sneak out the door without paying. My father, who inhabited my memory solely through a handful of Polaroids that turned up in a desk. He was dead. Complications from polio. There would be no reunions on Oprah for us. A private investigator had found us a little bit too late. Two years later, my mother took me to Mexico to meet the family I'd never known. I'd never even been on a plane before. That summer, in Mexico, I learned what became of my father, what we had in common, namely singing, opening the refrigerator doors of strangers, and freakishly good teeth. My Mexican family got a little carried away. "You enjoy breathing? So did your father," they'd joke. My father's family was wonderful and warm, and when I got married 2 years ago, most of them were there. Through them, I found out what might have been if the cards had been dealt a little differently. Turns out, my father became a successful businessman and set up his brothers and sisters in nice two-story houses on a quiet street in Puebla, lined with bougainvillea. My father's sister pointed out the one he picked up for my mom and me. It was a weird feeling, taking a tour of my life, the alternate ending, like a Christmas carol with mole. I didn't grow up in Mexico, and I didn't grow up with my father. But sometimes, when I sing or brush my perfect teeth, or bug my host by snooping in their Frigidaire, it feels like I did.
Commentator and TT Book producer, Veronica Rickert.